What's going on, guys? Welcome to Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 28. This episode is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to buy something, it helps us out and keeps this podcast going. As always, every Friday morning with me, or almost every Friday morning with me, I have Derek. What's up, Derek?
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
You know, it's Friday. It's a holiday weekend.
Least excited Friday expression I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know, right? I should be happy. It's holiday weekend coming up, so I'm sure everybody's going to be leaving the house, hopefully, and doing some fun things because it's like the last big weekend of summer.
Yeah, and it's summer.
Are you doing anything? You have a race this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, on Labor Day. I'll be in Detroit racing.
Look at you. Are you going to crash this time?
Hopefully. It's so much fun.
So last week, That was last week, right?
Yeah, that was last Saturday.
You had a race in Chicago, right?
Bloomington, Illinois, which is like middle of the state.
Okay, and you were going around a turn, and you flipped your bike, and you crashed.
Yeah, some dude just like took somebody else out in front of me, and I locked up the brakes and kind of hit a curb at 30 miles an hour.
That sounds so fun.
I'm all busted up still.
Yeah, well,
it's okay.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen this week for you.
No. I guess it's just a sign. I should spend more time with the computer, maybe.
Yeah, maybe you should do that. I don't know. But anyways, let's jump right into our reviews this week. We had two reviews this week. The first one is a solid-state drive. It's the OCZ Trion 100, and we took a look at the 480-gig version. And this SSD is kind of weird in the sense that it's... I'm not sure if I would call it a OCZ solid-state drive because it's more or less a Toshiba drive that's been kind of branded OCZ. It's the first drive that uses everything Toshiba.
Yeah.
So the NAND, the controller, everything is all built by Toshiba. And then what they actually did is they kind of just went to OCZ and said, help us certify this drive. And obviously, since Toshiba really doesn't do a lot of consumer stuff, it just made sense to put it out through the OCZ brand. One cool thing that, since it is an OCZ drive, one cool thing is that you do get their Shield Plus warranty, which is like, I guess a lot of people don't know a lot about it just because, like, you know, all this stuff happened with OCZ a few years ago, and a lot of people don't buy OCZ drives anymore, but it's a really awesome warranty. This one comes with a 3-year warranty, and anything that happens to your drive, you submit like an RMA, and if it gets approved, which it normally does, you don't need a proof of receipt, you don't need anything. All you need is the serial number on the back of the drive, and they'll send you out a new drive and a return box, and you'll get your new drive before you send the defective one back.
It's always super cool when companies do that.
Yeah, and it's free shipping on the way back, too. So they send you, like, a label and all that stuff, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I think they really had to do that when all that stuff happened, with them going bankrupt and all of that.
Yeah, they were denying claims, like, left and right back then.
Yeah, so this is something that they, you know, once Toshiba took over, they had to really institute this, and this drive does come with that. So if you are looking to purchase this drive, it does give you peace of mind, you know.
Nice.
When, you know, because, you know, you buy these products and you're like, oh, well, if it dies, what happens, you know, and this, this gives you that peace of mind. And it just makes it easier, too, because RMA processes are not always easy.
No.
You know, and a lot of times, again, you don't know where that receipt went. You don't know, you know.
Or you've bought it from somebody online.
Yeah.
And you don't have the original receipt.
Yeah, or anything like that. So this just makes it easy. You know, that's one of the best things about OCZ drives is almost all of them come with a Shield Plus warranty so that you can easily send it back if you do need to do an RMA or anything like that. But this drive is, like I said, all Toshiba based. So it uses a Toshiba controller that we don't know a whole lot about. But for the 480 gig version that we reviewed, the specifications for the drive is 550 megabytes a second read and 530 megabytes a second write. The only real issue I found with this drive is that the writes are kind of slow. It uses TLC NAND, so you're going to get slower writes anyways.
What kind of writes are we getting then?
It all depends on the test, really, but it's not consistent. That's the thing. So,
yeah.
You know, the thing that you have to look at with any solid-state drive is what are you going to be doing, right? So,
yeah.
Most people, I would say 80, 90% of people, their workload is all read-intensive, right? You know?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, it's all read-intensive, so this is really not going to matter. Now, if you're doing high writes, say you're doing a lot of encoding or... I don't know what else you would be doing.
Server-based?
Yeah, server. You wouldn't get this for a server. You know, but like anything where you're doing a lot of writes, this wouldn't be the drive to get.
Right.
But I don't think that most consumers, and this is a consumer-based drive, are going to be doing, you know.
It's an extreme consumer-based drive, too. Yeah. Really entry level.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a really, you know, it's a solid drive as far as everything else goes. Just the writes are a little slow. And obviously, it's going to be much faster. Much, much faster than a normal mechanical hard drive. The 480 gig, which we did review, is only $159.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so it's like 33 cents a gigabyte, which is pretty low. So it puts it in that, you know, entry level category or the low cost category. So yeah, it's just good. And again, you know, when you're getting into that lower cost category, not a lot of other companies offer the great, you know, that good warranty and all of that.
Yeah, especially not. They just kind of pull all that. So yeah. It makes it kind of puts your mind at ease to buy a drive that maybe isn't, you wouldn't trust as much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Good deal.
Good drive. I really liked it. Had fun reviewing it. Always good. OCC stuff. We've been working with OCC for a long, long time. So it's always good to see them come out of, you know, all the trouble they had a couple years ago. And, you know.
Even if it's not really them.
Well, yeah, but still.
I think
Toshiba did a really good thing by keeping the OCC brand around, because they could have just absorbed the company and then just put out.
I thought they were going to, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that OCC still had that brand recognition. I know it was getting bad because of all the issues.
Yeah.
But I think that Toshiba, you know, when Toshiba releases a solid-state drive, it's usually enterprise-based, so they need, like, a consumer brand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what they did. So
yeah, it works for them.
So our second review was actually a pretty interesting review because you actually reviewed this already.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a look at the Fantex Enthu Evolve ITX, and it's the special edition. So Fantex released two special edition cases a week ago, I think. And these, they're just color variations of the case.
Yeah.
So there is the black with red interior, which I took a look at. And then they also released a white with black interior. So it just gives you a little bit different colors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it was kind of interesting since you did the original, I decided to take a look at it. Kind of give, you know, I don't believe I've ever reviewed a Fantex case. So it was kind of just a different point of view on it, which was kind of cool. And I was impressed. I had been reviewing cases for the site for a while, and then we took it off to somebody else, and for the longest time I never wanted to do ITX cases for the most part.
Which we can't blame you,
because they're a pain in the ass to build in. A lot of them are designed to be super small, and they're just, it's just so hard to build in, and it's not fun being the reviewer, trying to get everything in and do all that, and
yeah, when it takes so long to do the build,
yeah,
it's just not fun.
And this case was just awesome. I mean, again, never reviewing a Fantex case. This is the first one I've taken a look at, and it's just built perfectly for a builder. I can't think of any issue that I ran into with this at all, and that's really interesting for an ITX case, because you always run into clearance issues or something, and it's just like they designed this perfectly so you wouldn't have any issues.
Yeah. This is what happens when you have modders help design your cases.
Yeah, so the thing is like I installed AIO water cooler in here and everything. I mean, you know,
and just no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just a really, really good case. The case itself, I mean, it's a mini ITX case, but you have room for full-size graphics cards, so long graphics cards. I installed a 380. I don't know. What did you install in yours? The
I got a 690.
Yeah, 690 in there. So, you know, you can fit
really long card.
Really long cards. Full-size ATX power supply, which, of course, is important if you are installing a pretty beefy graphics card.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the catch because a lot of them won't have space for a full size power supply, but you need a full size power supply for a beefy GPU, so.
Yeah, and then it is water cooling ready. We actually did a separate article where you installed a full, water cooling loop
Custom
custom.
loop.
Yeah, and then when I did my build, I did an AIO in there, no problem whatsoever. One really cool thing I did appreciate that was the pull-out radiator mount that allows you to install a radiator outside of the case, and then just go ahead and slide it in. Worked
Pretty slick
perfectly.
feature.
Yeah, worked perfectly for me. No issues there. I really don't see anything wrong with this case. I don't know what I could say wrong.
To nitpick.
Yeah, to nitpick about it. I mean, it pretty much has everything. And the price is good. The special edition, this one is $70. I mean,
Yeah, it's like
that's
everything you could want, and then it's only $70.
yeah. Perfect. It has a big side panel window that's going to show all of your hardware that's inside.
And that red interior pops right through it real nice.
Oh yeah, it looks really, really nice. So yeah, just it's one of the best cases that I've reviewed in a while. Especially being an ITX case, I just it's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, and we did a full video on it. I did a video overview of the case, so if you want to go on the YouTube and check that out, we have that there for you too. Just a great case. I can't say anything wrong about it. Like, I usually try to pick something out, but it has everything. So yeah, definitely check out that review. You can check
Awesome.
out Derek's review of it, and we did a water cooling build, which we have an article up on the site for that as well. So go ahead and check all of that out. Really, really good case.
Highly recommended. Still
Yes.
using it for, I don't know, that was what, 6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, you're still using it. Yeah, I
Yep.
would definitely do a build in it for sure. So we'll move on from that to some articles. It is the beginning of September, which means that we went through a month and we have our 20 of the worst PC setups article. And this article, if you haven't seen it, you should. Yeah, this is where we kind of catalog people who have horrible PC setups. People who, might be moving, or they're just disgusting, dirty people, or
Yeah,
they've.
they're not all filthy, but a good portion of them are just filthy human
Yeah,
beings.
so we catalog 20 of these every month, and we did our post for August, and some of these are pretty bad. Really, really bad. Just, I don't know how people.
You got the evil lair on here, and at first I was like, that is just what is going on there? But then I'm looking at it more closely and I'm like, this is just like they probably got like they get like six guys down there and they just land it up, but other
Yeah.
than that, it's filthy.
There's a lot of funny ones in this month's post. Just some people who just don't know how to clean. And, this one guy has a little table that's being held up by, like, I don't, like four boxes. And so it's, like, at the right height for him and everything. It's hilarious. And a lot of cardboard,
You got to use what you got, I guess.
Yeah, some of these are just horrible.
So some of them are just like unfortunate situations, but a good portion of them are people just living in filth.
Yeah, so definitely if you want to get a laugh, if you want to feel better about your own PC setup, and realize that maybe your desk is a little messy, but it might not be as bad as some of these, you can definitely go ahead and check it out and see what that is all about. And then we have our Case Mod Friday, which is every Friday we feature a case mod in the community that's been completed, or a build. It doesn't have to be necessarily a mod, but a really good build we can feature as well. And this week we have Prodigy Sensation, which is based off the Phoenix Prodigy, the original.
This
And
thing is gorgeous.
this is an older mod that I think it was completed in 2014. But I saw it and I was like, I don't know how I didn't see this before. And this has to be one of the best Prodigy mods I've seen. So he has custom made parts for the case, like all of, what would you call that?
Shrouds, I get. Fan shrouds.
Yeah, but what would that design be called? Like
Oh.
webbing, maybe,
Yeah,
or
like it makes
something?
me like mosaic kind of
Yeah,
like
you.
it's like stained glass but without like the metal parts of stained glass
Yeah,
without the bits of glass in between.
It's really, really cool. You have to check this out. All white coolant in the loop and everything, and it's just so well done. Little
Like
touches of blue.
subtle cyan blue accents.
Yeah, very, very well done. Everything. If you go in, and we always link to the build log, you can see how everything went, how he did everything.
Even the
He,
lighting is great.
yeah, he custom built.
This makes me want to do another mod right
Yeah, it's
now.
really, really good. So when I saw this, because it's a little bit older, but when I saw this, just a great, great build. He actually completely modded the inside of the case, so he added an actual hard drive cage. He made the motherboard tray bigger so that he could actually fit the water cooling. He modded
Nice.
the top of the case so it could fit the larger radiator. And of course, all those custom pieces that he did—it's really, really well done. Yeah, it just shows you what you can do if you
Yeah.
have the patience and that you have a design in
Gosh.
mind. And
It's just so good.
yeah, it's really, really well done.
Like a lot of mods aren't like, how do you describe it? It's just like they throw a lot of components, a lot of water cooling, just kind of like they're just like all out mods, right? And then there's like kind of art pieces that are, I would say this falls more into the category of. And they're not necessarily like crazy over the top powerful PCs, but like the artistic talent in them is just like spot on and it's just inspirational.
Yeah, and that's why I decided to pick this one this week. Just a great, great build. It's
Yeah.
by
Euphoria, yeah.
Euphoria. So yeah, definitely, it's a little bit older mod, a little bit
And
older
this was
components.
on Cooler Master Mods forums.
Yeah, the Cooler Master community. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, just a great build. I
And his
can't.
photography is really good too, so it's
Yeah,
worth
that makes
checking the
it that
pictures
may
out.
it's so bad because like we go out and look for these and some of these guys have these great mods and then they have like the
Like,
worst photos like I
don't
don't
worry, I got a camera. It's my phone.
even if it's the phone you should be able to take. I mean, like, if you have an
Yeah.
iPhone 4, anything from like an iPhone 4 up, you should be able to take good photos that look
Yeah,
semi-decent.
you're right.
But then you get these like potato photos and you're like, what are you doing?
It's all about the lighting, guys. Just watch some YouTube videos on lighting and
Yeah, but yeah, just a great mod. Definitely one to check out. And if you're looking for inspiration for any mods or builds or anything, or see what you can do, we have a lot of these. We've been cataloging these for, what do you think, a year? Maybe a little bit over a
Oh, I
year.
think longer than that,
Yeah,
'cause
I mean,
maybe two or three.
yeah. So every, like I said, every Friday we do it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot in there. You can really see what all of these builds are about, and it can give you some inspiration. It can show you what's possible. So yeah, definitely check that. Definitely check out this one, and definitely check out the rest of them on the site. We have a whole section called Case Mod Friday.
For sure.
Yes. So we'll move into the news. The big news this week was Intel expanded their sixth generation Skylake core processor lineup. So originally launched was the i7 6700K and the i5
Oh, wait.
6600K.
They
What?
launched the 6700K? Ha!
Oh, you're mad because you don't have one. That
I'm
sucks.
just still mad because I don't have one
Yeah, I mean
yet.
you can get. What's it on
$510.
Amazon right now? It's like $500.
You
Yeah.
just got to spend $200 more than it's worth.
Yeah. Well, it's
Okay,
three.
moving on. That was
Anyways,
my subtle joke.
I know because you're mad because you don't have one.
Yeah, I'm bitter.
Anyways, yeah. So Intel originally launched those August 5th, I believe. Yes, August
Yeah.
5th. So they launched the enthusiast parts first, and then the rest of the lineup was launched September, August 31st or September 1st. I believe it's September 1st.
Yeah.
So that includes. I'm just gonna run through them really quick. i7 6700, i5 6600, i5 6500, i5 6400, i3 6320, i3 6300, and i3 6100. So you might be wondering, what's the difference between an i7 6700K and an i7 6700? A lot of times, the K version is just has the unlocked multiplier. But they actually did something a little bit different this time. The non-K is actually clocked lower, and obviously it doesn't have the unlock multiplier as well.
Right.
so this.
So you take a little hit in speed and you can't change it.
Yeah, so this, the base frequency is for the 6700 is 3.4 gigahertz and it boosts up to 4.0. If you go to the 6700K, that actually starts at 4.0 gigahertz and boosts up to 4.2 gigahertz. So you're gonna it's a little bit different, but you have the full lineup now. So you see a lot of products based off these. And again, the i3s are only 47 watt TDP, so very low power. We're seeing a lot of that, and of course the i5s and the i7s are 65 watt TDP.
But the i3s are all dual core, so that makes sense. And
Yeah.
in fact, you'd almost expect it to be slightly lower than 47 since you have half the cores, no hyper-threading, but I guess you still got the same graphics engine in
Yeah,
there,
you have the
so.
same graphics engine. They all have the Intel HD Graphics 5300 in there, or 530.
530,
Sorry. Yeah, so they have all this came out, so you have the full lineup is there. So you see again a lot of products being based off these. But Derek still can't get a.
Derek still can't get
Is it
anything.
on Newegg? No.
No. Well, they removed it, but you can. It's still there if you have like the link saved.
Okay.
But it's just not. I don't. It doesn't make any sense. I've heard of some people getting some. Like I think Micro Center got a handful, and a couple people got them.
Yeah,
But
why isn't there a Micro Center by you?
Detroit, and they don't have them in stock.
You should like just go in and be like, if they, what if they have one? Like,
I,
you aren't
well,
you
I could when
going?
I'm over there,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I mean. You should just go over there and just stop in and be like, hey, do you have any? And they might have them. You never
I
know.
should. I will.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, all right, that's an extra $200. And they'll
No, be like, no, it's
be
not. Be like,
like, what?
here's the MSRP is 350.
Yeah. Price match, please.
Yeah, they would.
I
You know.
just think it's like, it's so crazy, though. It's been a month.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Isn't the North American market the biggest market? I just assumed.
I wouldn't say that.
No?
I mean, the Chinese market is probably much bigger.
Well, yeah. I haven't heard about Chinese availability.
Yeah, but that's so weird. Yeah, because I mean, when we originally reviewed it, there was obviously none out
Yeah,
there, and then
but
they
we
said,
expected
"Oh,
there
wait,
to be.
there's a short supply issue." And like usually when there's a short supply issue, it's usually a week, 2 weeks max, and it's been basically a month. And you can get them. Let me go on Amazon. Let me see here.
You're not buying it from Intel.
Yeah, it's
These are opportunistic Asians who.
Let me see the sellers on these. Yeah, $510.
And then you look at the shipping range too.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
It's like the end of September, probably.
Yeah, so all of these companies are out of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, ships directly from Japan, blah, blah, blah. So the cheapest one. Oh, no, this one ships from New Jersey right here.
Whoa.
Yeah, this one, the first one, the one that's $510, ships 1 to 2 business days, ships from New Jersey.
What a deal.
But I mean, you know, 350, you know, it's like $160 more.
Yeah, I'm not paying that much for an enthusiast piece.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, it should be, they should all be 350. So yeah.
It's just a waiting game this time.
Yeah, it's really weird because that is the highest, you know, that's their most, and it's not like they're having yield problems either, with these at all.
Well, they've got the 6600s. Those are available everywhere.
Yeah, so here's the thing that only thing that I could think of, because it's been a month,
Yeah.
is that for some odd reason, which doesn't make a lot of sense because it's Intel and they have ways to get things places, is that, you know, when they had that big strike,
Yeah, the
the
port
port
strike.
strike or
Yeah.
something, like that was a big issue, like was that earlier this year or something?
Yeah.
So a lot of times when we work with companies, especially companies that ship things in the United States, they ship everything in a big container, a big shipping container. And then sometimes things get held up because they have a problem with customs or something like that. And that's the only thing I can think of that would make this, you know.
Yeah. It could explain this much of a holdup.
Because Intel's not one to be like, oh, we only made so many. And then
Right.
they're not available.
Yeah. Because
You
they want to
know.
sell as many as they possibly
And
can
they're not having
forever.
supply issues in any other markets except for North America.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe they sent all the containers, they got stuck something.
Maybe.
It's stuck in customs or whatever, and then they're not available.
I think they just don't like Americans.
I wouldn't say that. But I mean,
I'm kidding.
You know, the 60, the i5s are here, and you don't have an issue getting those at all.
No.
So it's just the i7.
Yeah. And I'm like so tempted to just get the i5, but I really want hyper threading.
Yeah.
So I wait. Yes. And we all wait.
Yes.
We'll update next week.
Yeah, we'll see if you get it next week. I would assume now that the rest of the lineup's out, it should be here. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's what everybody's like. It'll be here on the 1st of September because the rest of the line will release then and it'll be out then. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. They definitely have demand driven up for it, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of people have been waiting for it. So we'll see.
Yeah, people want things they can't have, so.
We will totally see. Yeah, so we'll move on from there, and we go to a new motherboard that was released this week. So again, with the Z170 motherboards, a lot of motherboards haven't been released, and you see this a lot with the mainstream line, just because they're not done or whatever. So this week, Gigabyte introduced their Z170N Gaming M5, and this is a mini ITX board. Which I'm a huge fan of these small boards. So this is their gaming board in a mini ITX form factor. Really, really cool. Small little board. Gives you everything. Not everything that you would want, but it gives you a lot of things that you would want. It does have a M.2 slot, so you wouldn't even have to use a hard drive, really. The M.2 slot is actually on the back of the board. It does have their gaming audio in there as well. It has their DDR4 boost. Or no, not the DDR4 boost, that's MSI. I'm thinking the wrong board. But it has
advertising for things they don't have.
Yeah, it has a gigabit Ethernet, that's a killer E2200 controller, and 802.11ac wireless LAN, Bluetooth 4.2, 8-channel audio, and it should come out right around the $150 range. And the board is like it's promoting Heroes of the Storm, so I think you'll get some.
All right.
Yeah, I think you'll get some cool Heroes of the Storm, not like
some in-game boarding,
yeah,
maybe.
Some in-game stuff with it as well. So it's a cool little board. You know, these small builds are becoming so popular, and it's good to see. There hasn't been that many companies to come out with really good higher end boards in the small form factor. Asus has been one, and that's really it. You know what? That has a lot of the features. You know,
Usually you're just lacking this, that, or the other.
Yeah. So this has a lot of good features in it for being such a small board. It has that shielding on the PCI Express slot as well. I really like that Gigabyte followed that through their entire line. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So yeah, very, very cool looking board. We'll let you know when it comes out, but it should be out very soon. They just announced it, so.
Yeah. One thing to keep in mind, though, don't buy this board to overclock, because you're only sitting on five phases. So.
Five phase VRM, for sure.
So
We'll move.
It's definitely just a slap in a chip and game on a board.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. It's just to build something extremely small. So we'll move on from that, and we'll move to graphics cards. Two graphics cards, two 980 Ti's were actually released this week. The first one, which is a very, very cool card, is the Asus GTX 980 Ti Poseidon Platinum, and that's their hybrid card. So what that allows you to do is you can either run it on air or on water.
We saw this once previously.
I think since the 780
series. Two generations? Okay.
Since the 780 series, they've had this card. So it's pretty cool. So, you know, if this gives you the ability, say you're a new builder, but you want a really awesome card and you might do water cooling, you can actually buy this card, run it on air, and then if you decide to get into water cooling, it's already ready to go. You can kind of just put it in there.
I'd say that's definitely the person this is aimed at.
Yeah. It's really cool. No other companies are really doing this that give you the ability to run both.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. It has some really cool features too. It has like their dustproof fans, which are actually made to obviously not have any dust in them. you know, Asus puts a lot into this. It's custom designed PCB, you know, just so much really, really well done components and everything on it. The card, since it is, you know, we've seen a lot of value add-ons because the companies have to do this to compete. So you get a one-year XSplit license.
Nice.
You know, so
you can do some casting.
You know, some casting if you want. That's a $100 value right there. Really cool. So the what's it called? The GPU boost goes up to 1203 megahertz in gaming mode, and then they have an OC mode which goes up to 1228 megahertz.
So which one? Why is you don't we don't normally see a two different modes, but like,
yeah, well,
is the OC mode not stable?
No, I mean a lot of so you see this with MSI. MSI has this on almost all of their cards.
Okay.
They'll have a silent mode, a gaming mode, and an OC mode.
Oh. So just kind of names for low, middle, and high.
Yeah. So okay. Asus is doing this as well. So I'm sure within their software, their GPU tweak software, which is actually really good, really well done software, that they should have a, you know, just a setting. You just hit gaming mode and it sets a clock, OC mode and it sets a clock. And a lot of those might be dependent, you know, if you're running water, you might be able to do the OC mode and, you know,
in game on it.
Yeah. So we'll just have to see. But really good card. Definitely one that if you're looking to get into water cooling, but you're not sure, we want to get, and then you can easily, you know, add it to the loop if you want to.
Yeah.
And then we talked about it last week, but it's officially here, is that MSI launched their GeForce GTX 980 Ti Lightning, which is, I would assume it's their fastest GTX 980 Ti.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a great looking card. We talked about
gorgeous
last week.
Gorgeous PCB.
Yeah. They actually made it say OC on the shroud, the cooler shroud. Really, really cool looking card. It's really cool. So it's obviously part of their OC line. And they have they added a special BIOS that's like made for LN2. Very, very cool. 12 phase for the GPU, 3 phase for memory, 10 layer PCB. Gets power from 2 8 pin and 1 6 pin PCI Express power connector. Uses MSI's military class 4 components. A lot of really good stuff on this.
These will be scooped up quickly.
Yeah. Very, very good looking card for sure. I see these
just
cards.
Just staring at the PCB. Like,
yeah.
It's just...
I see these cards. I'm like, I want this so bad. But then I realized I was like, I really have no use for this because I don't play like hardcore games like on the regular.
And your LN2 use is pretty limited as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, very, very good looking
stuff.
Card. So definitely, yeah. These were the Asus one, a couple other ones, like those are the big ones that a lot of people have been waiting for, and now they're all here. So you have a really good choice when it comes to like the higher end GTX 980 Ti's. I think all of the higher end ones are
PCB
here.
Cards.
Yeah, they're all here now. So you have a big choice when it comes to all of those.
Pair them up with your new Skylake build.
Yes. Now we'll move on to cases. Two pretty cool cases were three, but two were announced by Lee and Lee.
Which is cool because we don't see too much from them.
Yeah, the first one is the PC V33, and this is a compact kind of cube designed ATX case. It's actually pretty cool. You know, one thing that we've seen a lot from Lee and Lee is the glass side panels.
Yeah, they've
gone to that. So this is a pretty cool system in the fact that you can have it as a normal case, but then it can kind of break down and turn into a test bench, which is cool.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I like that. So kind of like the front can kind of come off, like come down.
The whole back and top kind of flips up and over, huh?
Yeah, so you can kind of turn it into a test bench if you really want to. If not, it is a cube case. It's a full ATX case too, so you know, a lot of times you don't see those cube style cases in a full ATX.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to do that, you can easily do that as well.
But it's still kind of compact. So
yeah, it's not super compact because it is bigger.
Right.
But it's more compact than you typically would see
from a cube style case.
Yeah. So
usually they're pretty massive.
Yeah. So very, very cool. Yeah, it's just like in typical Li and Li fashion, very well done. Looks really good.
Yeah, it'll be all aluminum, et cetera, et
Yeah.
cetera. Li and Li
It's going to
stuff.
be $199. I believe that's with the one without a window, and then the window
Oh.
version will be 229.
229.
Yeah.
The windows are really nice.
Yeah. It's a full window. It's the entire side panel is a window. So that will show everything inside your case, which a lot of people want. So.
We checked them out at CES last year, and they were doing this full tempered glass window thing, and their whole new line had it, and it was really, really nice stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So Li and Li also announced a partnership with Dan Cases. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Dan Cases, but he's a custom designer that has been designing very, very small cases. And his latest project, which is the Dan A4 SFX, is actually going to be produced by Li and Li. And this case is made to be one of the smallest gaming cases ever.
It's incredibly
It's
small.
incredibly small. I would say go to the site and check out the photos. It's so small.
It's smaller than the consoles that are out right now.
Yeah, it is very, very small, but you can fit a full 980 Ti in there, I believe. You can fit a full size dual slot graphics card, mini ITX motherboard, SFX power supply. Yeah, it's just crazy the size of this thing. This could make mobile gaming, or as far as like LAN accessible.
Portable gaming.
You think like mini ITX cases that we have out are smaller now. This will be the world's smallest. The only thing I see with this is cooling
It'll be hot.
is being an issue.
You won't want to overclock your components.
Yeah, but it's very, very cool. It's awesome that Li and Li is going to be producing this because we know Li and Li for quality. It's going to be all aluminum. It's going to look really, really awesome. No word yet on when it will be available. I believe it is going to be selling on Kickstarter and Indiegogo when it becomes available. They'll do a campaign on there. But very, very well designed. It looks awesome. Definitely go ahead and check it out if you're into small form factor builds and anything like that. This would be the case to get.
If you find yourself going to lands, if you're a land kid,
Yeah.
this will change your game. Like, it's that small.
Yeah. It's extremely, extremely small, and it just looks great. And hopefully, it works out as far as cooling and all of that.
I don't think it'll be bad. It's aluminum for one thing, so the whole case will dissipate heat, right? And as long as you're not overclocking your 980 Ti and your 6700K, I mean, they're not terribly hot components these days.
That's true.
So I think it's possible that you can show up with one of the fastest rigs that's one of the smallest rigs there too, and
Yeah.
still, do an 8 hour, 10 hour session.
And the thing is, what's cool about it is it's just so small, it wouldn't even be like taking anything really. It's just like.
No, that's what it, I mean. It'll like your monitor is going to dwarf this thing.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about it. So, yeah, definitely we'll be keeping you up to date on when that will become available, and obviously pricing and where you can get it.
I want to say I'd like to review it, but I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
This is when the installation becomes a trick.
Hey, it doesn't seem like it would be terribly hard.
Don't think? It's a lot of ribbon cables, so that helps.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, like this build that they have pictured is like, it's really well done, but like there's still kind of cables everywhere
Well, you
just because
yeah,
it's that
there's
small. There's
yeah,
no
'cause that's
avoiding
small.
it.
Yeah, that would be the issue. And obviously you have to have an SFX power supply, which Silverstone is kind of the leader in that category right now. They're making very, very small, very. So a lot of times FX power supplies are very hard to find and very hard to find in higher capacities. And I think Silverstone showed us an 800 watt. I think a 600 and 700 and 800 at CES.
At CES this past year?
Yeah, I'm not sure,
Yeah, I
but
didn't see them.
it's they're really bringing the size down and all of that. So yeah. So
Power
that
supply,
the availability of
SFX.
those is out there. You just have to find them. But yeah, That case is just awesome for its size. I would love to just have a little, a little system like that I could just take with me places, instead of taking my big tower with me.
Yeah, for sure. Looks like they have up to 600.
Okay, up to 600, yeah.
Which is
So,
still good. That's like, what, bare, just enough for a 980 Ti and a 6700K, I would say. Good deal.
So talking about like Indiegogo and crowdfunding, a new company called Chrono Labs has a Indiegogo going on that they want to. They have this case that's designed to go on a base amount sort of and
Sort
turn.
of, yeah.
And turn your monitor into an all-in-one PC, sort of. So what it is, it's a case and a stand, and then you mount your display on the stand. So you would actually have a full all-in-one PC that you can kind of carry with you. It has a handle on it and everything like that.
With the monitor attached and
Yeah.
everything.
So with the case itself, it can fit a micro ATX or mini ATX motherboard, standard ATX power supply, two 3.5-inch, two 2.5-inch hard drives, and a two-slot graphics card in there.
Yeah. So a full build.
So you can fit pretty much a full build inside, and it's a novel idea. I'm not sure if it's going to ever make it to market. They're only seeking $2,000 to get a prototype made. Which doesn't seem like a whole lot, so it's not even close to being in completed stages yet. It's
No.
a cool idea because, it's hard to build a small, powerful system, and if you're a LAN party person, you want to take this with you, and this will make it a lot easier.
Yeah, turning it all into just one thing to carry.
It's just one thing to carry that you can kind of take with you, sort of like a console, but even, you don't.
But with your monitor.
With your monitor. So again, the way this works is it's a stand, a very sturdy stand that can, withstand.
Really the monitor mounts to the case.
The monitor mounts to the case. The case or the stand and the case have vase
Yeah.
mounts on them, so you can mount your monitor and then you're just good to go. And it has a handle on it, so you would be able to pick it up and just take it with you.
Yeah. It'd be really cool if they built the back panel of the case part with like hooks or like a little holder for your keyboard and mouse.
That would be cool. I mean, this again, this is just a prototype, and
Yeah.
the prototype hasn't
These
even
are
been
just
built.
renders.
This is just
Yeah.
renders of what you think it would be. It is pretty cool. It would be cool to see it in action, see how well it worked, or it's gonna work. But yeah, so let me look at their campaign. They were halfway to $2,000 last time I checked. Yeah, they're just about. They're still halfway. They have 25 days left. So if you want to see this maybe get built, they obviously have rewards and everything for people who contribute to the campaign. And there's 25 days left, so they'll probably reach their goal. I would hope they would reach their goal.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely go ahead and check that out if you're interested in that. And we have a really cool thing that I was super excited about when it was announced with the ASRock gaming router. And they part of that gaming router was an
Yeah.
HDMI 2-in-1 travel dongle router thing. I don't know what you want to
Yeah,
call
kind
it.
of like a Chromecast, Apple TV.
Yeah, so what this is, it's a little HDMI device that not only acts as a router, like a travel router, so you can share that internet connection
Yeah, the
that you
single
have to.
connection in your room.
But also is an HDMI dongle device that so that you can stream things to the TV that's in your hotel room or wherever you may be.
Yeah.
And that it was actually it was part of the gaming router. It's part of the G10 gaming router, and they're actually
Yeah, it kind of
releasing
pulled out
it.
of the top of it, right?
Pulled out of the I think it was the back of
Okay.
it. But yeah, so this is going to be its own product now called the H2R.
I wondered if they would do that.
Because when I saw it, I was like, this would be awesome. I don't want the full G10. I don't need that massive router, but
Yeah.
I would like this little cool little device, so if I'm traveling, I can watch whatever I want. I don't need to pay to watch a movie at a hotel or
Yeah,
whatever, and I'm
seriously.
not
You can like
limited.
watch your Netflix and stuff with.
So I can do all of that on here. And then also I can share that internet connection. When we travel, we go to CES, we try to share that
Yeah.
internet connection with the
It's
travel
like
router.
key to us.
So that is kind of what we do, and this it was the perfect device for that. So yeah, I'm not sure the price on it. It shouldn't be terribly expensive.
Yeah. I'd like to see specs of this versus just a standard travel router too.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether it actually adds
I
any
like it
speed.
that they kind of put it together because, like, the people that I know that travel a lot, they're usually bringing with them a Chromecast and they're bringing with them a travel router. This
Okay.
makes it both. Or they're bringing with them an Apple TV and a travel router, or a Amazon Fire TV stick and a travel router.
Yeah.
So this does both.
And they can use all but Apple TV through this, probably, right? Because
Yeah,
you can
because
do all your Amazon stuff through this and Chromecast stuff as well.
yeah, totally. So, very, very cool little device. I think I'm gonna pick one up for CES this year just to,
Awesome.
check it
I
out.
look forward to connecting through it.
So yeah, that is the H2R from ASRock. Awesome that they did this. Awesome that they took it out of their larger product and just, allow you to buy it yourself. So we'll go from there, and we have a little bit of gaming news. So we've been talking about Lawbreakers since last week, since it was announced. It is the 5v5 first-person shooter coming out from Cliffy B, who's famously known for Unreal Tournament and the Gears of War series. This is going to be free to play, sort of like an arena-type game, much like Unreal Tournament. And it was shown off at PAX this past weekend. And somebody put together 22 minutes of 9-second clips. Even though they're 9-second clips, they still give you an idea of how the game is going to be played.
Yeah, it actually plays through pretty smoothly to watch. It's not like it's not as broken up as you think it would be.
Yeah, so if you want to get a good idea of what this game's about, they released that video. I'm really excited for this game. I'm probably going to get in on the alpha and betas, which they should be announcing soon, I think.
Yeah.
Just be interesting to play it, get used to the characters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, follow along, jump in on it with us.
And when the alphas and betas are available, we'll definitely let you guys know. This is a game that we're going to be following closely, because at least I am a first-person shooter guy. I have been. That's usually the games that I play.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely be following. And if we get any beta keys or alpha keys or anything like that from them, we will go ahead and give them out to you guys so you can get in on the action and play with us.
Yes.
Yes. So that wraps up the news. A little slower news week, but we did have some cool things. But we'll
Yeah.
move on to what's coming up next week as far as reviews. I was supposed to get it done this week,
Bob, you're
but
like a broken record, man. I think you say that
things have been, these motherboard
every
reviews are pretty long, and I try to actually do them well.
podcast.
So,
Try.
on
Bob does
me,
a fantastic job with his motherboard reviews.
yeah. So I've been working on the ASRock Z170 Extreme 7 Plus. That's the highest end motherboard in ASRock's Extreme line. Really cool board. I've been testing it. I could have had it done this week, but I wanted it to really be well done and everything. So
Yeah.
it's going to be coming out next week for you guys. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Should be worth the wait.
You'll be looking at the NZXT Grid V2, which is a fan hub, right?
Yeah, Grid, it's the Grid Plus version 2.
Grid Plus version 2.
Which is actually it's a fan controller. It's designed like a fan hub. And when you connect it, I guess it's both, because when you connect it through the software, the CAM 2.0 software, it becomes a controller because you have full individual control over each of the
Oh,
six
that's
fan ports
cool.
on it.
Okay, so normally, when we've seen fan hubs or anything
Yep.
like that, it's just a thing where you can plug in a bunch of fans and make it easier. But
Yeah.
this, if you use the software, you can actually control the fans individually.
Exactly. That's it
That's
is what you
cool.
could use this standalone as a hub, right? But it's got micro USB connection and then the USB header connection. And through that, you get full control over all the fans.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, and it's actually, check the review out because this thing's sweet.
Nice, nice. Definitely look forward to that. And I'll be taking a look at a solid state drive. I'll be looking at the ADATA SX930, which is one of their more higher performance drives. Not super high performance, but another high performance. It's part of their XPG line. If you know
Okay.
ADATA, that's their higher end line. So yeah,
I can
pretty.
tell. I can tell from the graphics on the page that this is a better device.
Yeah, they always like to do that. So yeah, that's what we have coming up next week. And definitely, we might have some other things thrown in there. It all depends on what gets done, What
You said
I
oh, you said you got the 240?
Yes.
Okay. It seems like did they give you a smaller size drive that you previously tested as well?
Yeah, they always like to send me the lower end, like the smaller
Yeah,
drive.
they really shouldn't do that. We want to see the larger capacities.
Yeah, let me, if I look, the 240, well, they're all the same for the most
Oh,
part.
this is one of those.
Yeah,
This is
they're,
like all similar ones that.
yeah, so they're not a
Okay.
horrible
But
difference.
I think it seems like to me, even though they have these trims and stuff that are keeping all their drives the same speeds across the capacities now, like for most companies, anyways, it seems like the higher capacities still do a little bit better.
Yeah, this one is the same across the board. It uses a different controller than most. It's the JMicron JMF670H.
Okay.
So I really haven't. I'm not super familiar with that controller. So well, I'm gonna be testing it this week, and you know, but this it has pretty good speeds. The 240, 560 megabytes a second read, 460 write. So it's not horrible.
Yeah.
And it does come with a 5-year warranty, which is pretty high. A lot of times we see three,
Yeah.
so 5-year warranty on that. So yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be checking it out and let you guys know how it performs and all of that next week,
Awesome.
for sure. So besides crashing, did you do anything fun this week?
No, I had some car issues I was dealing with, and I was working on that Grid Plus version 2 review, so
Nice, nice.
pretty nose to grind kind of week.
Yes. So there's a warship in Pittsburgh this week, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
It's one of the ships that actually it's actually pretty cool. So it was built right it was built in Pennsylvania
Okay.
in the 40s.
Oh.
It's a really big ship. I wish I could look it up because I could tell you what the actual name of it is, because I
Is
was
this a World War II ship or
well yeah
commissioned after World War
It's a
II?
World War II ship. It's actually one of the ships that was at Normandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's here this. It's only here for like a week or something. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, definitely something to come down and check out. You can go inside. It doesn't cost that much, I think. Not a whole lot to go inside, and they give you a tour and all of that. It's just cool to see because,
Yeah.
we're always out there on the boats, and we, you drive around, and then you turn like you go around the point, and you see this massive ship, and you're like, it's really, really big.
Is it a battleship or is it?
It's a
Or is it this?
hold
Because
on.
I found there's a transport ship.
It's sort of like a
There's
transport.
the
Hold on.
USS Pittsburgh, I believe it says it.
No, that's not
No?
it.
No?
Hold
Okay.
on. Just give me a second here.
All right. In the meantime, there is actually a U-boat around here that they have that's just docked. It's actually not actually functioning, floating
This is it. This
submarine.
is the USS LST 325,
Okay.
September 2nd to September 8th. I will be here, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So yeah.
So it's a transport ship. Oh, it's the ship that was used to launch the amphibious vehicles.
Is that what it is? Yeah. So.
It looks like with the open the front the bow of the ship opens
Yeah,
and they drive right out.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's where they like let you in, and you can go in there. But what's pretty cool about it, from what I have heard, what people told me is that it was built, obviously in the 40s, right in Pennsylvania, not in Pittsburgh, but around
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, and all the steel was Andrew Carnegie steel,
Nice.
which if you're from Pittsburgh, you know all about that. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see it down there. You typically don't see that stuff, so it's pretty cool that it's here. And if you're in the area, definitely something. If you're into history or anything like that, definitely to go ahead and check out, because that is our history. Very, very cool. And it's admission
Nice.
is $10, children's $5. Pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we took the flyboard. I don't know if you know what a flyboard is. We took the flyboard down there yesterday, and we were like showing off for those guys that
Oh
were
yeah, at
on
the
the ship and
football
stuff.
game. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. But yeah, definitely something to check out if you are in the area. And that is
Nice.
it for the podcast. Almost up to episode 30. Are you excited to do? I should send you like a bottle of champagne for.
Yeah, you can do that this time.
Yeah, I don't probably not, but
No, just talk about
I'll
it.
send you like one of those like mini bottles. You ever like go to a wedding and they have those like mini champagne bottles? They're like super small.
Yeah.
I'll send you one of those.
Send me one of
Maybe.
those. Yeah, totally, that'd be
Maybe
good.
I'll send you a 6700K, and you'll be
You
happy.
should. You should.
And then you'll
That's
be.
much better than a tiny little
Yeah.
bottle of
So.
champagne.
So yeah, guys. As always, as we like to say, we have a show notes page that will have everything. So everything that we talked about on the podcast will be on the show notes. So if we're talking about it, you can go ahead and click the link and see what we're actually talking about. And you can obviously listen to the podcast on that page. You can subscribe iTunes, Android, and RSS, all of that on the page. So yeah, and again, if you do hate something about this podcast or anything, you can leave a comment, you can send us an email, you can hit us up on Facebook. If you like it, it'd be great if you could let us know that as well. You can write a review on iTunes. I'm not sure if you can do that on Android. But you can do all that kind of stuff. Let us know how we're doing, if you want us to change anything, if you want us to just stop doing the podcast,
Please stop talking.
Yeah, you can let us know. But yeah, that is it for this episode, and until next week, we'll catch y'all later.